At the end of the year comes the big awards-grabbing movies. I've no doubt that American Hustle is going to be among those contenders. With an all-star cast of Oscar winners and nominees, including Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Bradley Cooper, and Jennifer Lawrence, and a Goodfellas-like plot inspired by the Abscam sting operation of the late 70s, it almost seems like writer-director David O. Russell was trying to make this film as accolade-appropriate as he possibly could. Of course, that's not a bad thing, because this film is greatly entertaining. Bale and Adams play con artists and lovers Irving Rosenfeld and Sidney Prosser, who are forced to join forces with Richie DeMasso, the FBI agent who's caught on to their schemes. Bradley Cooper in what I think is his best performance to date. Richie wants to take down several crooked members of the New Jersey government and offers not to turn in Irving and Sidney. Sidney initially wants to reject Richie's offer and flee from the entire situation and the country, but Irving objects because his wife Rosalind, a scene-stealing Jennifer Lawrence, has custody of his son. Though Rosalind is initially ignorant to this whole situation, she slowly tries to get more involved with Irving's affairs. Enter the mafia, and we've got quite the situation on our hands. This is just the basic outline of the four principal characters and their situations. I detected quite a bit of improvisation and free-flowing dialogue in this film. It made for great performances, but it also made for a pretty scattered plot. Now, who is after who and who likes who for what reason? Warning, there is a lot to follow here. The cast's top-notch performances of some rather sordid characters and the quality production values do effectively recreate what was obviously a corrupt 1970s New Jersey society. The film is fun enough, and I would add complicated enough, that it might even be worth a second viewing. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.